Praise the Lord. Let me quickly tell you that this country in particular, we are passing through a transition. It is normal. Any country, those of you who are current in current affairs, those of you who are students of economics and economic development, generally, every country now, every country, forget all these things you read in the newspaper, opposition party, and those who like a man or hate a man, what they say, to be able to gain power, forget that one, look beyond that and face reality. Every country that stands today, Britain has the strongest currency. America has another strong currency. China has a strong currency. Go and read their history. Before they became strong, there was a period they were in depression. America went through serious depression. Great Britain went through serious depression. Go and read history. Some of us, we are not illiterate. And it is when they were in that depression, that depression period is a transition period where you will face reality and decide to be self-sustaining rather than dependent on other people's economy. And that is the period Nigeria is going through now. I told you people, anytime I stand here and a prophet pick somebody and then say, God has said to establish you. Do you believe that you will soon be an importer? This is thus said the Lord. Everybody will be clapping hands. I don't clap because I'm an educated person. Those that add value to the society, to Nigeria economy, are not importers, they are exporters. There is no way you will export any product from here, go out. Number one, you must employ 2-3 people that will work with you. And anytime you export, you are earning foreign exchange. Very soon, can't you see now, dollar is precious. If you have any small thing you are doing that is bringing dollar to you, bank manager will visit you in your house now. Emphasis now is on what can I do to export. So now the essential commodity now is dollar. Not import. Now, we are now beginning to look inward by force now. Say before with the import toothpick. Toothpick a carpenter can make in his workshop. Okay now. Very soon now, I think rice don't reach 20,000 per bag. Go and eat now. We don't get farm, we don't get land. Why must you import rice? Do you need anything from outside to grow rice? It's land. Don't we have the land? Laziness makes us to depend. And then when you import rice from India, from Thailand, what are you doing? You are giving them foreign exchange. They are taking all your wealth away. Why I'm saying this? I'm not lecturing you. If you don't know it by book, you will know it from experience. When hungry, wire us, all of us, we look inward. One by one. It's not government anything. Let them nobody abuse government. Government know they print dollar. It's economic activities that bring dollar. Everybody is oil. What are you as a businessman that is a billionaire? What are you doing to add value to the economy? All of them are traders, trading in nothing they manufacture here. Even those who claim they manufacture here, they are not manufacturing, they are only assembling. Now assemble, then disassemble. And none of those parts when they assemble together is made in Nigeria. So it's still foreign exchange. It's just part of their income when they create employment. And then when they do it, finish, all they are owned by foreigners. When you sell all the vehicles and all the things they import here, sell and finish, they will still go to Central Bank and say, we want to repatriate our money. And it will be in dollars. So just take note of this. That the wisest thing you can do now, the wisest thing to stay in this economic depressed period now, is try to get something self-sustaining. Something that will make you not to chase after dollar. Do something, think something here. Think of creating something here. Think of something. We have all the raw materials that Oyibo wants. Each time I turn and go to the supermarket, all the groceries that are there, coffee, everybody here drinks coffee. Everybody here drinks this thing. And coffee is in Africa. All of you, choco, choco, milo, choco, wait, choco, choco, na coco. Oyibo will come and collect the raw material and go and manufacture and bring it here and collect back all your money again. And then they claim they are professors of economy. They are advisors of economics. They have this and that. And then India did it. China did it. One government one time rose and said, no import of anything you want, produce it here. But now, these Oyibo people, they have sense. World Trade Organization. They say you should open your doors, free trade, anything. If not, they'll put sanction against you so that they can sell their things. So they say nobody should ban the sale or import of anything. World Trade Organization. And what do they call those other organizations? Free trade. And what do you call it? Trade something. Agreement. Trade treaties signed everywhere. So that allow anything to come. And that is why Buhari did not ban anything. But the only thing he said is, go and look for dollar where you go carry and come in. So the world will not say him ban anything. He said, no. Okay, I cannot ban toothpick. I cannot ban, waiting again. I cannot ban this. So, but we don't have dollar to give you. Go and look for dollar and buy by yourself. And import it. The dollar, official dollar, what will they get? We'll use it for any manufacturer, for anything that can add value to us. And everybody, those who have been importing and having cheap dollar, they have the money to go and sponsor newspapers to be talking nonsense against government. That we should continue like before, that has reduced us to what we are today. Well, I am not a politician, I'm just a practical person. I am telling you now, that don't sit at home and be abusing government. Oh yeah, what is the alternative? Think of something to do.